Hello, and welcome to a very special episode of the Extra Features Movie Review Podcast. It is our annual top 10 of the year. So, this episode will be going over our top 10 favorite films of 2025. And, Simon, you brought along a guest this time. You want to introduce our guest?
It's Yukon from right down here below me. It's Yukon from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And I brought the director extraordinaire Chad Meissenheimer too.
Nice. Sorry, I'm like, hi, how are you guys doing today?
Doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Sorry, just a little background noise right now. Like I said, I'm doing a little plumbing in the house, so it's like, yeah, hopefully it's not gonna be too loud.
Listen, I'm on holidays all week. I'm quite happy. I'm quite
On
happy. And then I'm only back
holiday
for
or
another
another
thing.
strike?
No. Wow. Another shot. Nope. An actual paid holiday this time. Thank you.
That's a good
There's
thing.
no more strikes for 4 years.
Well, that's what they hopefully all say.
Well, we have not signed the contract, so I guess technically another strike couldn't care.
Oof, you see, so everywhere's going strikes right now.
So, Yukon,
Yes.
how are we working this today?
Well, we will be doing our like I said, our top 10. We'll be counting down from 10 to 1. Chad is our guest. We will let Chad go first with his number 10. And I guess just a bit of housekeeping. When do we mention our just outside our top 10, our honorable mentions?
Well, at the end, obviously.
At the end? Okay.
I don't want
Nice.
to know you left off the greatest short of the year off your top 10 list. You have no clue what I'm talking
No,
about.
I know what it is. And I'm like, no, he doesn't. People are like, what short are you talking about? I'm like,
Well,
so you guys want me to
Chad's a
start?
director of shorts, and he has a new short out. Chad, let's just promote it now.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah. I have a new short out right now that's currently on the film festival circuit, waiting for it to officially premiered at these festivals. It's called Operation Total Trouble, and it's about two rambunctious kind of Frenchies that plan chaos.
I
So,
have seen it. It's excellent. Doug will have seen it probably by the end of the next episode.
yes.
And that's about it. Okay. Chad, you're number 10, please.
All right. So I always say my top 10. I don't say top 10 best film because being a
Well, it should
filmmaker, that's
be
kind of
because you are a director and we should hold you in higher regard.
It's just like
But.
when directors make movies and stuff, I don't want to talk trash of anything about movies. Certain filmmakers, yes and no, but it's hard to make movies. So I always try to say this is my top 10 because these are the ones that I enjoy, where I feel like they're made for me. So my top 10, which was almost a tie, but I officially went with Superman. James Gunn knows how to make great comic book movies. I'm not a comic book movie fan. So when James Gunn, basically, he does entertaining movies. I liked it. He knows how to make entertainment. My number nine is The Toxic Avenger.
No,
Oh,
whoa,
wait, wait, wait,
whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa, just one at a time. Stop listing these
Oh,
episodes. You're supposed to one at a time,
okay. Well, my top 10 is Superman.
which is a fine, solid choice. I can't even mock that. Lucky you.
Nice.
Dogs, I will. Oh, sorry,
I'm sure
Yukon.
you will. My number 10, I don't think we did this on the episode, but on an episode, but it is Roofman. The Channing Tatum starring
Oh.
Derek Chian, I can't pronounce his name, Chian France directed movie. Channing Tatum, he's just so damn charming. And this is one of those mid-budget character-driven stories they don't really make anymore. Peter Dinklage, Kirsten Dunst, everybody in this movie is fantastic. I highly recommend it. It's just a nice, charming story.
God, Don, that cute Peter Dinklage does it again. Foil
Yes.
me this. And I get to see Chatham Jaden's buttocks. What could I want
Nothing,
more in a movie?
nothing wrong
M&M's?
with
Oh,
that.
wait, it's got that too. Well, my number 10 is a movie that Chad didn't see because it had little tiny print in the bottom. So it's hard for the old man Chad to see because His birthday came, it just happened, so it's hard to use a magnifying glass. It was
So,
just an accident. It was. I just happened to watch it. Pretty solid film. Chad couldn't see it because the print was too small. And Doug just never got to it. So my number 10, it's a very interesting story. I would fully recommend it to everyone. I just felt it needed a bit more than I got. But it's solidly enjoyable.
won the Palme d'Or this year.
It did. So check
Was
for the
that the
feet.
Iranian film?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, I haven't seen it yet, but it's definitely on my queue.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. For me as
2026, 2025's over chat. You
well.
can't put it on the go back date your list.
Trust me, there's gonna be a few that's gonna be I haven't seen at
Oh, I
all.
know
Well, same
that.
with me. Same with me.
Well, we know Doug knows only one I haven't seen. And I tried hard to see it.
Oh, I'm sure you did. All right, Chad, you're number nine.
My number nine is The Toxic Avenger. I really enjoyed it. I liked it because I'm a big fan of trauma films, and I was kind of concerned when they were going to remake it or imagine it basically. But it actually kept to the like roots of a trauma film, and it was actually really, really good. I enjoyed it. Peter Dinklage was in it. Yeah, no, it felt like a modernized trauma film, and it did its job. It had a little higher budget than most trauma films, but I enjoyed it. That's my
Hey,
number nine.
Chad, I have a great idea. Why don't instead of the Toxic Avenger, we take Yukon from Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and put him in it, in a lumberjack jacket?
How's that
Just
gonna
stating,
work?
we could do that instead. And I know this great assistant director named Owen that could help us out. We'd be rocking.
Yes.
And I hear the lead would work for cheap. He's already got the costuming and everything.
Yes. Yeah, I won't even have to put on a fake beard.
There you go.
All right. My number nine was
Oh, by the
actually
way,
already
I hated
mentioned.
the Toxic Avenger.
God,
And
how are your
Peter
friends? Of
Dinklage has
course you
been
did.
in place nine and
I think we're seeing a theme here.
My number nine has already been mentioned. It's James Gunn's Superman. I had a
Nice.
lot of fun with that. James Gunn, like you said, knows how to make big, fun superhero action movies.
Well, that's a little low for you, Doug. I expected this to be top five for sure.
No, my five is pretty set, I think.
Okay, well, this is a movie that I know Doug just watched the other day. On Sunday, I think he watched it. So, No Other Choice is my number nine. Another solid film. It's fun. I think this is a solid film. I just, again, could have used a little bit more tweaking. Doug knows what I'm talking about.
Yes,
I
yes.
don't really know. I don't want to get into spoilers. I think it's a great film. I think people should see this film. It just needs a little massaging in a few spots. Like a little, just warm it up a bit more.
Yes.
Kind of found it took a little while to get going. I couldn't buy a couple of things, but then I've had a great time.
That's what's most international films, though, right?
Well, my film has a lot of international things because I read the little print on the bottom.
Nerd. I remember when I had my first beer too.
I could say something really rude right now, but I'm gonna let it go. I'll let you have that one. You both got one. That's it. Yeah,
I
pretty much.
use my mulligan.
Eight, Chad?
Eight. Okay, so my number eight, this was a really good year for Australian horror. My number eight is Bring Her Back. I really, really liked it.
I
It
must
had
have seen that.
it was I'm like Sally Hawkins, I think her name is, off the top of my head.
Yes.
It was really, really good. I was really impressed. Was one of the few movies I actually saw in the movie theater this last year. I glad I did because I went in not knowing the trailer or anything. My friend is kind of was, I was in a funk, and my friend's like, let's go see a movie.
Oh,
He dragged me, and I was just
I
like,
saw it.
oh, I was like, it was really good. I think it could have done it without some of the occult stuff. Like there was a sequence there. It was like, oh, it's the cult, where I was just like, okay, they probably could have cut that out, and it was still made a really good movie. The performances were really good. It wasn't like typical jump scares. Australians just have that vibe. They make great horror films. I feel like
Two
most of the best.
Lovers, I think, was my favorite one.
Which one?
I think it's called Two Lovers. I'd have to look it up.
I think
Came
that
out.
is. I think that is one is an Australian film too.
Okay, I
I
think
think I
that's
know
my
which one you're
favorite
talking
one.
about. Yeah.
It is effed up. That's my favorite Australian
It's
one.
just Australians just have a very different
Well, they're down there.
outlook.
They just have different outlook on things.
That's why I think like
Times,
them, New Zealand, and the
opposite for
UK.
them. It's just opposite time.
Yeah, it was just like it was really, really good. I really enjoyed it. I recommend people go checking that if you like horror film.
Yeah, I didn't like it, just so you know.
Oh, surprise me, Canadian, go figure.
I thought that was a great movie.
Of
Just
course you did.
I don't like teeth things, so there's one scene in that movie that
I know the one.
stuff happens to the teeth
Oh
that
yeah, I got traumatized. That was traumatizing. Yeah.
very very squeamish on that one.
Yes.
This was a great year for horror. My number eight is 28 Years Later.
It was an excellent pick. That was great.
Danny Boyle returning to the 28 whatever franchise, Alex
Whatever it
Garland
is.
writing. I thought the biggest thing for me was that I thought they actually found a really good kid actor in this. What was his name? Give me 2 seconds and I will find it. Alfie Williams. He could
That
hold
was
his
good.
own with Jodie Comer and Ralph Fiennes. I'm really looking forward to Bone Temple. So, 28 years later, number eight on my list.
Nice.
Okay, I'm sure Doug will know my number eight. I'm sure he's already seen it. It's probably like number two on his list. It's a Richard Linklater film that came out this year, not the Blue Moon. Oh my God, I'm shocked how much I enjoyed this film for something I was like, oh boy, this is gonna be long ass boring. Oh my God, Ethan Hawke puts on a performance of shows me immense talent this man has. Speaks, it's him in every single scene for 1 hour 40. And
Oof,
just wonderful. He
nice.
talks to everybody differently. I learned a lot about him. I learned about every character has depth, every character has purpose. Shocked the hell out of me. I'm giving a strong recommend to Blue Moon.
Nice. I actually haven't seen that one.
I know you haven't. That's why I'm here.
Linklater's a big hole for me. I think I've only seen like
Really?
two or three Linklater films. Yeah.
I'll put some more on for you. I've seen a good 70% of his.
Okay.
Maybe
I'm
even.
about the same. Yeah, I didn't see his because like he did two, I think, that came out this year, right?
Yeah, I
Like
haven't
Blue
seen the
Moon
French
and then
one.
the French one.
The
Yeah,
French one I haven't seen
I
yet,
haven't
but
seen
I'll
it
get
either.
to
Like there
it.
were two on my list I really want to watch, but I had like a long list of things to watch
Yeah, a
this
lot
last
to do.
year.
Shopping, 18,000 doctor appointments.
Back, yeah, back appointments, all
Some more
that
burritos.
fun jazz. All right, so. My number seventh. Once again, it's an Australian horror
I'm
film.
surprised you can count to seven. I'm pretty impressed.
Right? Me too. With all the
That's what I was thinking.
meds I'm on right now. Number seven, Dangerous Animals.
Oh, me and Doug both like this one.
This
Yeah.
one was a really, really good. I was really impressed with it. Once again, I'm not really big into shark movie type things, really. And they did a great job. Once again, Australian horror film's been probably some of the best horror film, intense. Like I really liked it.
Nice. All right. My number seven. I know Simon almost put this on his worst film list this year.
We haven't done that yet. Nobody knows what my list looks like.
No, but you said in the last episode that we recorded, you almost put this on that list. It is Rian Johnson's Wake Up Dead Man.
Oh, fuck. What a piece of
I love
shit.
these Benoit Blanc movies.
No, stop watching
This
them.
one had so much atmosphere. I thought wonderful performances by everybody. Simon was less impressed, but I loved it. It's on my top 10.
It was a great movie. And
Oh
Simon
my
liked
God.
Nomadland. That's what I don't get. He
Oh,
likes
Harry,
Nomadland, and
though.
he
He was
talks
in
about all these movies that are very
Nomadland.
similar. And he's like, "Oh, that's garbage. That garbage. That's garbage." And Nomadland. Ugh. I'm never gonna let you down. That movie was
I
hot
know
trash.
that.
I'm
I
taking that one to
just,
my grave.
he will not let me live it down. He brings it up all the time, how much I love Nomadland.
That one and freaking Forrest Gump are two movies that they could burn and never bring back. I mean,
Okay, Forrest Gump can go. I'm fine with that.
those two movies.
Fine, you know what? Take Nomadland from me. It's fine. I've seen it.
Yeah. Oh God. As a director, it kills me. And it's
I
not, that's the
really.
only reason. I'm biased because as a filmmaker and a storyteller, I was just like lazy ass filmmaking.
I just found it boring. Wake up, dead man. It need a heavy edit. Chad should have came in, take half an hour out of it. It probably would have been better.
Nah.
My number seven is a film that I hope Doug did watch. Chad won't watch it because it's foreign. We can't read the titles. Sentimental Value. Oh my God, I love this film. This film hurt me a lot. I almost teared up a few times. Just want you
Is
guys
it
to
because you're
know.
old?
Because I'm old, yes. I think it's just a wonderful film. 2:19 running time, and I didn't feel it at all. I could have used another half an hour, and I think I would have been okay with it.
That is the
Acting is
number one
wonderful.
movie on my must-watch list. I love the Worst Person
Yeah,
in the
so
World.
did I. So that's why I watched this, because I figured Douglas would
Okay.
have put this on my
That
list.
the worst person in the world. That was actually really good. Oh, it's the
That's the
same
same
filmmaker.
guy. Same
Okay.
guy.
Okay.
And
Same
another
lead
beautiful film.
actress.
Yes, another beautiful film from him. Like, you know what? I found this film really touching, very well done. Could have been higher, I guess, but you know, it's just one of those things that I was happy where it was. And I would strongly recommend that people go out and see some foreign film. I've been trying everything. It was a Park Chan-wook that told me, I got the wrong guy. The guy that did Parasites, that's right, him, Park Chan-wook.
Bong Joon-ho.
Bong Joon-ho told me to get out of my shell and watch more. Little with the little thing, so I've made an effort this year to finally listen to him and try to watch more foreign film. And I fully agree with him that there's some wonderful films out there, people. Please go watch them. I give you recommendations, and they'll tell you I hate everything. So if it's on my top 10 list, it can't be crap, except for Nomadland.
Oh God. My number six is Guillermo del Toro's Frankenstein.
Frankenstein.
I love this movie. The visuals, one, I love Frankenstein, the story anyway. So it's just like I always big fan of that story. And it's funny, like visually, production-wise, is amazing. I give it number six. I was surprised. It was super long. Definitely like it's like the book, but it was one of those movies where it was like eye candy. So as a filmmaker, I was just like, oh, giggity, 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 giggity.
Yeah, this is the first movie that I watched where I was like actively coveting the costumes. I thought the costumes in that movie were stunning, especially that big floppy hat that Oscar Isaac wears. I thought that was amazing.
Like
You
this
know
movie
what,
was like it was
Yukon? I
completely
think you look
flawless.
good in a big floppy hat. I think I'm going to send you one for your birthday.
Okay. Thank you. All right, my number six, another horror movie. It was a great year for horror. I went with Weapons. I loved Weapons. I thought all the acting was spectacular. I liked how the story was told with different chapters, different characters, POV, and that all comes together in one of the most insane endings I have ever seen in a mainstream horror movie. And I was cackling my ass off during those last few minutes. Just absolutely wonderful. I loved Weapons.
You put
Very good movie.
Weapons at six?
Yes.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Weird. Seems a little low for you, Doug.
It might be, but there's five other movies I liked better.
No, I'm interested in what they are.
Okay.
I mean, two, I know what they are, I'm pretty sure. Well, my number six is Doug's number one, or maybe
Okay.
number two, Sinners.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm surprised. I think this is a fabulously shot movie. I know Chad didn't like it, but I enjoyed it. I mean, nothing like vampires doing a hoedown during a thing. I thought it was great. It had everything for it. I had a good time during Sinners. Sorry, Chad didn't like it. I
I
enjoyed
stopped.
it so.
I literally stopped the movie a little under 60 minutes. I was just like, production wise, it was
16 or
great.
16?
60. I was just like, I
So
just
you didn't
like
get to
two.
the hoedown, the vampires to the hoedown, and
No,
the.
I was just
Oh.
like, I was over it. I was just like,
And that's
nah.
fine. I
I
accept
tried
that.
try twice. I'm not big into like Southern storylines, even though I'm American. I'm not a big fan of that. People, it's funny because I had another friend who didn't like it, and they were getting death threats because like, oh, you're racist. Welcome to America, of course. And it's just like, it was a well-made movie, but it was not for me.
Well, I'm not really a big fan of the president of Venezuela being your country, not allowed to leave. So I guess we both got issues.
All right. So my number five is Weapons. I think it's the Magnolia of horror films. I think it was really, really, really good. I would have ranked it higher, but like I said, I probably have like one, two, four other movies that I liked better.
How many
But
burritos did you have after Weapons is really the question.
probably two.
Exactly the point.
But Weapons was an amazing film. It held my attention. It's kind of hard to go into films now. Like as a filmmaker, it's hard to like face value because as a filmmaker, if I see some flaws, I've always it takes me out of the movie. I didn't see any flaws in this movie. I was glued to the story from the beginning to the end. So
I'm with you. I'm fully
I
with
was
you.
kind of shocked because
On board.
I was going in, I'm like, I'm gonna hate this because I also make horror movies besides comedy. And I'm like, okay, here we go. What they're gonna do? And I'm like, okay. Because I didn't like his first one. So I was just
What was
like,
his first movie?
Barbarians.
Oh, get off my show.
I didn't like
I
it. I didn't
love
like
that
it.
movie.
Nah. I
Love
was just like,
Barbarian.
it was
Loved
trying to
it.
be too hip. But this
I loved
one,
it. Loved it. Sorry.
it was like I said, this was like the Magnolia of horror films and
Yeah,
probably gonna go
wait till
down
you
as a
see his
classic.
short people about two cuddly dogs, and he makes horror films. That's all I gotta say.
Right.
Okay, my number five was already mentioned by Simon. It is No Other Choice. I do think
Ooh.
it started pretty slow, but
Yes.
once it gets going, it's fantastic. And I think Lee Byung-hun gave one of the best performances of the year. He was everything in this movie. He was goofy, he was scary, he was
Was he scary? I don't know. I think he sort of didn't know what he was doing.
I think he was scary when he confronted his wife after the dance.
Yes.
I thought that scene he was scary. He gave an amazing performance this
I
year,
agree.
and this
Should be
movie was
nominated.
fantastic.
But he won't
Yes.
be, but it should be.
Yes.
Oh, it's fine, isn't it?
Yeah,
Is it
also
your
knew. I was
turn?
like, radio silence. I'm like, I never
Ding
saw a movie, so
ding! Oh,
I
Canada!
have
My number five is a movie that Doug could not believe I actually picked to watch. Is Sorry, Baby. This movie I just thought
great
was
movie.
incredibly amazing. I love the script writing, everything worked for me. And I liked it. I like Bob. I always, Doug knows, I love indie movies. It's probably my very softs out. But no, I just love Sorry Baby. It's a very gut-wrenching story, people. So don't think, oh, it's a happy Friday, let's watch some movies. Please do not watch Sorry Baby. It's more like maybe a Saturday afternoon when you might have time to have a couple cocktails during it because you might need them.
All right. So my number four movie was Highest to Lowest by Spike Lee, starring Denzel Washington,
Great film.
Jeffrey Wright. This was probably one of the greatest films. I'm kind of blown away that's not in any of the award ceremonies right
I
now,
loved it, but I like the
because
original too.
Denzel Washington was brilliant. I always think Spike Lee is always ahead of his time when it comes to storytelling. A lot of people just don't like his, they don't separate the art from the artist, but I'm a big fan of it. I think probably like, it was almost my number one movie, but I switched my number one to this up to number four. So
Well, you're
that's.
speaking to the king of Spike Lee just below me on the screen. Love Spike Lee.
Yeah, Spike
That
Lee
was
is a genius.
great movie this year. Out of my top 10, but I loved it. I think Jeffrey Wright gave an incredible performance in that movie.
I was surprised he didn't get nominated for anything. He stole it,
Yeah.
especially with this scene with his son when he breaks down crying. I'm like, geez, like, dude, just give him the freaking Oscar. Like, don't nominate anyone, just get him the freaking Oscar. I still feel like that with, even with the award ceremonies right now, where all the awards are coming, getting nominated, none of the supporting actors that are in the awards this year even interest me or have the performance and depth of Jeffrey Wright.
I almost agree with you that there are a couple of their supporting performances I like a lot. But yeah, Jeffrey Wright was amazing in there. My number four is Marty Supreme. The movie is a little long, but my God, is it propulsive. It is the anti-Rocky. Where Rocky was kind of feel good, this is feel bad. This is a feel bad story. Sports movie. Marty Mauser is an incredible asshole, but my God, does Timothy Chalamet pull it off?
I 100% with everything you said, Doug. I am shocked. My number four is higher than Doug is Superman. This has got to
Wow.
be one of the best Superman films I've ever seen.
Right.
Being a big comic book junkie, I think they hit this perfectly. I can't ask for a better Superman movie. Was it dark? Yep, love that. Loved everything about this. I loved all the callbacks to Mercy and Otis, and all the callbacks in this film were fantastic. I really enjoyed the chemistry between Lois Lane and Superman. I could not believe how good
Yes.
that was. That's exactly what I would want. And
Yeah,
he felt like Superman, looked like Superman. That's against the other guys. They didn't feel right to me, and this was perfect. So, James Gunn, thank you.
right. All right, so my number three movie is the indie film Steve. Cillian Murphy was the
I
lead in it.
didn't see
It
it.
is really, really,
Okay.
really good. I was
I will watch
really
Steve just for you. Never had you put it on my list.
it's like I said, stylistic.
Yes.
It was like lo-fi, almost Irish indie film. Like, it was really, really good. I was kind of blown away with it. I was kind of surprised once again. What was that thing? Little Things is the his last film. He worked with that director. Little Things, I think it was called The Little Things, whatever. That was like they worked together again. Brilliant, brilliant performances. That's what the whole movie was based on, these performances. That's my number three.
Nice. I actually have never heard of that. I'm going to have
I
to
have heard
put
of
it on my
it,
list.
and I just didn't see anything on it, so I kind of just said, okay, I'll
See, so
pass.
UK, you see, I'm when it comes to indie films in the UK, I know.
No, I know
Asian,
it's an indie UK film. They talked
yeah,
about it, and that's why I knew
Asian
about it.
films. I'm not a really big
Oh, I
Asian
love
film
Asian
fan, so
films.
I'm almost
Really?
like,
But unless it's Asian porn you're in, but not Asian films.
not even that even. No, I like Latina porn
Oh,
actually,
I
but
know that.
it's like Venezuela. Joking.
Is
We now know why
that
Trump
why you guys are in Venezuela? Now I know.
invaded. For the oil, sure.
Sure, it's not the oil industry.
Wrong kind of oil, baby oil. Wink, 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 nudge, nudge.
Now we know what Puff Daddy, no, wrong guy. Sean Combs was doing.
He's ahead of his time. Go ahead. Sorry about that.
My number three was already mentioned by Simon. It is Sinners. I
I knew
really
that was
like this.
coming.
This movie was, to me, just so well shot. Everybody talks about the oner scene in the middle, and there's a good reason for it. It's pretty spectacular. I love the way Coogler composed it. All of the
That's the that was the
performances.
music scene, right?
Yes,
Yeah, okay.
yes.
That was good.
Yeah. All the acting in this I thought was really good. Kind of headlined by the dual performance by Michael B. Jordan. I loved it. Sinners is my number three of the year.
My number three has been mentioned by both of you is Weapons. And it just blew my ass away, and I've been praising it ever since the day I watched it. So I have nothing else to say about it than please go see it. Julia Gardner's Anderson. James Brolin's in it, but he's in everything this year and is as good as always. He's even good at Knives Out, even though I hated it. So there you go.
All right. My number two was close to being my number one, too, but it wasn't. Train Dreams. The cinematography, the production design.
Great film.
It was a brilliant film. It
Doug
was
didn't see it.
almost my
Not yet.
top film, but I was just like that. It was just like a whole.
Loved it.
It was
Loved
just
Train
it was a
Dreams.
vibe. It was such a great movie. That's the best way to explain it. It was just like a
Honorable mentions for me. It's coming up.
vibe.
All right, I just switched my one and two for the year. So this used to be my number
Like
one, but I
what, an
switched
hour
it to
ago while you were on the John? When did this happen?
literally while Chad was talking about Train Dreams.
Oh, wow.
I just made the switch right
Just
now.
in.
Yes. So what was my number one but is now number two is One Battle After Another. I think this could easily be number one. I think Paul Thomas Anderson just surprised me with this movie. I had no idea he was this good at directing action scenes. I thought the supporting performances here by Benicio and Sean Penn were incredible. And that final car chase at the end, it's up there with French Connection and Bullet. Maybe not quite as good as those, but to me, it's up there.
So we're almost there, guys. And Doug, you had to steal my number two, didn't you? You just had to take it away from me.
I did.
It's got my favorite scene in a movie this year. I gotta say, that scene when Leo's on the phone trying to remember the password is my favorite scene because I know that'll be me at some point. Not the smoking part, but trying to remember something that I shouldn't remember and I can't. And it'll just piss me off to no end. It was One Battle After Another, was number one for the longest time, but my number one, you'll find out shortly, beat it. So I'll leave it at
You
that.
see, I don't know. I'm like, that movie's not in my top 10. I'm like, it was a good, entertaining movie, but
I
I feel
get
like it's,
that.
I feel like it's overhyped. You want to know what killed it for me?
What?
The Black Nuns. That
What's wrong with
scene,
Black Nuns?
there's nothing wrong with Black Nuns, but that whole scene, if you just take that whole sequence out of it, like the movie would still be the same. I just felt like
Yes,
it just
well, I
was
agree,
like,
but I like
you
that
see,
scene.
I didn't. I love the chase scene. I think Sean Penn and Benicio del Toro stole the movie.
So
Leo was
good.
good, but I feel like someone else could have played that role any the
I
same, just as
agree.
good.
No, I'm fine with somebody else playing the role. I'm looking at the
Oh yeah,
overall story. I
it's
love the
just
scene where they're running on the roof.
it was definitely an old it had that old Hollywood style. Like
Yeah, which I
I'm
like.
P.T. Anderson's that, but I feel like the older he's gotten very pretentious and oh,
Yep.
I'm an artist and I'm just
Right,
like
so am I. I'm
okay.
a podcaster, so I agree.
But no, I'm like, you see, I'll be like, okay, show me some boobies or something. Do something to make
Wow,
me,
no, that's why you have Toxic Avenger for you.
See, I'm like, exactly. I feel like it's entertainment. There's art and entertainment, but I just feel like it didn't really do the entertainment back for me.
Fair enough.
But then again, and
Okay.
you're gonna hate me for this, but whatever. But you're Canadian, you're like Nomadland. My number one was
Oh.
Wake Up Dead Man, a Knives
Oh
Out
my God,
mystery.
that's it. I'm out.
You see, the reason why I think it was my number one thing
Yeah,
movie
look
of
at
the
that.
year.
See, I'm leaving the podcast. That's how you do it.
the reason it was, I think it's
Oh,
more because it
thank
was nostalgia, but it reminded me of all the Agatha Christie books and the Miss Marple and all, like kind of like I just feel like that. It had that old theatrical feel where you're watching something on PBS Masterpiece. And I felt like it was time three. That was my number one movie of the year. It originally wasn't my number one. It took over something else. Like I said, I was like a top, that was a toss up between Train Dreams, Highest to Lowest, and what was the other? I had one. J. Kelly was right there, but then I just kind of threw it out at the last minute out of my top 10. But that was my top film of the year.
I think I screwed myself. I can't get my green screen to work now.
Serves
Oh,
you right.
well, it sure serves me right. But I do have this funky shadow thing.
It's like if I want to do acid.
Yeah, I think it feels that way. It won't let me turn it back on. I'm trying. I'm like, nope, won't let me turn it back on. Here, I can do the blur. There we go.
Now you're blurry.
Ah, blurry. Then I'll just leave it on green screen. It's fine. It'll fix itself eventually. There you go. I'll just turn on none
All right,
and
my
look at my
number
lovely
one,
green wall.
which I'm sure is going to piss Simon off. This is a
Oh, was
movie.
this on purpose? Now that we gotta ask questions.
No, this wasn't on purpose. This is just one that has been sitting with me longer than any other movie on this list. It is Eddington.
No problems. I love this movie.
Actually, that was pretty. Like, I watched. I had to watch it twice. I say
I
it
love
was a
it.
good movie.
Love the
Yeah.
end of the movie.
Yeah, it was one that has just sat with me ever since it came out, and I really have no complaints with this movie. It is just out there, Ari Aster just going completely apeshit in that ending. I loved it. I thought Joaquin and Pedro both gave incredible performances.
No, I just
Yeah,
wanted
and
to get that.
I also loved Emma Stone and Austin
Just to
Butler.
say on the phone, I was like,
I yeah, Eddington's my number one of the year.
I have no problem with that, Doug. Now,
I have no
Doug,
problem.
we all know what my number one is. Doug could have told you as soon as he saw it. What's my number one, Doug?
I'm guessing Marty.
100%. I
See, I
love
have
these
no
guys.
interest. I have no interest seeing that movie.
Listen, you were invited. We don't want you there, you Nomadland hater. This is for true film lovers that love action, intensity, and no nonsense. I love Marty. He's a bit of a dick, but I kind of like him. But I love Uncut Gems, so I know which Safdie brother I'm siding with.
I liked Uncut Gems, but all their other movies, I didn't like.
Well, we got rid of the other guy who made Smashing Machine. He's stuck. This is the good one.
I'm like, whoa. That's one movie I have no interest in seeing at all.
Well, you're not invited. Go back to Operation Trouble
So
Part
you
2.
have
Get
no
working on
interest in
that.
seeing Abel Ferrara and Penn Jillette get into a gunfight?
See, I'm not just like, I maybe when it hits streaming, but
Okay.
it's just like, I don't know. I feel like their movies as filmmakers, it's all style, no substance.
Oh, I
It's
disagree.
like, you see.
Disagree.
You see, that's like you're just eating up their BS. They act like it's like being a Stranger Things fan, liking the first three seasons, and all of a sudden the last two seasons just suck dick. And
I
it's just like
agree. I will
that's
100%
what I feel
recognize
like
that.
their movies are like that. It's like, oh, it's a great hype movie. They build up all this anxiety, and then the movie ends, and you're like, oh, okay, I feel dirty
No, I don't
now.
think Marty Supreme does that. At least not
I
to
don't
me.
know.
I loved it.
I feel like they're putting too much money in
Okay.
for Timothée Chalamet to win an Oscar, which I hope not, because
He will. He
his
will.
acting's boo-boo.
I'll bet you a whole episode of 20 minutes with Chad where we discuss
Oh,
Nomadland. You want to
man.
keep
He's
this
such a
up.
twink. I
If he was an Operation Doggy, whatever that movie's choice
stand
called,
him. You're in the movie. You don't even know
I
the
am not
title.
in. I don't remember the movie.
Wow.
I just know
Wow.
Operation Dog Trouble.
Operation Total Trouble.
Total Trouble. Things I do for friends. Honorable mentions.
So honorable mentions, for like I only had a really few, and these were also in my originally they started in my top 10, because a lot of my top 10 originally
Okay, fair.
started was
Originally, I started
comedy.
with four burritos.
All right, so my top I'm gonna do top three, I guess, of my
That's
honorable
all we're
mentions.
getting. Are we doing three?
Yeah,
Okay, good. Hurry.
I'm like, my first one was J. Kelly. It had that
Oh,
old
get
school Hollywood
by.
feel. I liked the vibe, because the way he made it was all in camera and stuff like that. One of the best animations of last year that everyone
SpongeBob.
overlooked. No, Fixed, which was in a Netflix animation guy by
Never saw
Samurai.
it.
It's probably one of the funniest and probably one of the best animations. Everyone was all into, like, was it K-pop Demon Hunter or whatever.
Oh, it's
I'm like, I
terrible. You
haven't even watched it,
should have
but I
watched
feel like
Operation Total Trouble. Much better
it
call.
fixed. It was called. It was brilliant. And my third one probably was one of the best comedies out there of last year was Summer of '69. It was directed by Jillian Bell, who was on the
Have I seen
Workaholics
that
TV
or did
show.
I watch
It was a Hulu original movie.
it? It was on my
Hulu's
list. I don't think I ever watched it. I'm gonna have
it
that
was
back on my
this
list.
girl who hired like this teenage girl hires a stripper to try to
Oh.
teach her 69 because she thinks she was in love with this boy and there's a rumor that he
I
loves
forgot to put that
69.
on my list. You've reminded
But
me. It's going on now.
it was called Summer of 69, probably one of the best comedies of last year. Besides Friendship, I feel like that was like it was a
That's
really
on the
good one.
list.
So that was also was almost my top 10. Originally, that was my number 10, but I was like, Superman kind of eked it out a little bit. So those are my three. That kind of stood out to me, besides Operation Total No Trouble.
Best short I saw last year.
Right?
My top three honorable mentions, I gotta go with Black Bag, the Steven
Oh,
Soderbergh
okay.
spy movie. I thought that was a lot of fun.
It came out in theaters.
Yes.
Briefly.
Uh,
Saw
the
it.
comedy Friendship, starring
Nice.
Tim Robinson and Paul
There we go
Rudd.
again.
That was also what
And
up genius.
that whole tripping scene in the subway just absolutely floored me. I loved it. And my final honorable mention, I guess I'll give to Thunderbolts, the Marvel movie I liked the most this year.
Wow, we're only doing
That's
three?
up on
I have
my
some problems.
see that was on my list. I haven't watched it yet.
Okay, I could do three. Well, FF would be on my list because
Which
it
one?
was pretty Fantastic Four.
Oh, okay. All
I
right.
really liked it, being a huge comic book fan. That worked. Frankenstein, oh, just
Yeah.
beautiful. Don't think it was a great film, but just beautiful. And I guess I have four. So you guys only let me mention three? It's Train
You
Dreams then.
so do four,
Yeah,
bro.
I'm gonna do four.
Give us
Train
another
Dreams
one.
is just
Yeah.
Doug needs to watch Train Dreams. He'll be a
I think I have to be
blithering
in a
mess
mood to
by
watch
the
that,
end of
though.
it. Doug will be a pile on the floor by
You
the end of
see,
Train
Train
Dreams.
Dreams. You see, Train Dreams. Like I watched it when I was not in a good mood. It's like a vibe. It's like a vibe. You sit there, all of a sudden, you just like kind of sink into it. It's not heavy
I wish
thinking.
I
It's
smoked
not.
weed. I think Train Dreams would be perfect
Dude,
for a weed smoker.
it felt like you smoke weed when you watch it. It was just
Yeah,
like
it
a,
does.
it just, you just, it pull, it pulls you in where you don't, it just kind of feels like a whole metaphor of life. It's just,
I'm with you.
it's a vibe. It's such a, like I said, it was almost my number one, but it was just like that movie and the aspect ratio and how he really stuck with that aspect ratio where you sit there like ooh 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 and then it just kind of sink into it. At first, I thought it was like my TV having an error, and I was like, "Wait a minute, no, this is stylistic." But it was, it's just a vibe. It's a really, really well-made movie.
Edgington's my number four. Doug, I love this fucking film. I just couldn't find a place for it. I don't know if I ever understood it, but I love that fucking ending scene so much. So, Meisenheimer, since we're kicking you off the show right now, do you have anything to tell people where to find your work?
Basically it's on Vimeo. All my older work is vimeo.com/ Chad Meisenheimer. So it has all my other short films.
Like people to spell that.
Want me to spell it out?
No, but
Oh,
my
yeah, 'cause this
sister.
is too long. My last name's so long. I should have changed it before I started my career, but whatever. Sounded foreign enough. No, it's Operation Total Trouble will hopefully be hitting film festivals. And then hopefully in the summer I'll have it on YouTube, depending on certain festivals that I want to do later that year, if I get in or not. It depends on how many, like right now, like I said, I have 10 film festivals I submitted to, and
Okay, thanks,
depending on
Chad.
that.
We got it. Doug, you have anything to promote?
I have nothing to promote other than the
I
Extra
do.
Features Movie Review Podcast.
Oh, I have lots to promote about Doug. You need to go back and check out the Hayner Family
Quick,
Christmas. I friggin'
Okay.
love those things. They're so good to watch. There's nothing, Chad, you need to see the cookie scene. That's all I have to say.
For which
The cookie
movie?
scene. This thing called the Hayner Family Christmas. You've got to see the cookie scene. It's in episode one. There's three episodes. What, half an hour in total, maybe?
Yeah, I think they're like 10, 12, and
I'm
14 minutes.
fully
They all get a little
recommending
longer.
these to you. This is my kind of filmmaking, and they touch me every time I watch them. They're so good. Absolutely brilliant. Oh, and I know you don't listen to the show, but if you ever do, thank you. I want a number four. I don't care who's in it. You can put new family members in. I want that movie. This year, I'd love everybody just to leave a comment on a video or a regular show or just tell them I suck. I'm willing to read them all. Extrafeatures@gmail.com. Please check out 20 Minutes with Chad, where Chad will talk about burrito bombs. Who knows?
Burrito bombs, porn, all that fun jazz.
Thank you, everybody. If they make it,
We will rank it, whether we see it or not.
fair enough. Goodbye.
Bye.